Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale.
Going on now on all Serta mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Serta mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Welcome back into KSL News Radio and KSL Sports. Getting ready for Senior Day, BYU versus Oklahoma, and catching up with one of those 30 seniors that's going to be honored. Nysa Mahe. It's been quite the journey. Nysa, think about signing in the 2016, and now senior days here. Has it kind of the thoughts kind of rushed through it all? What this is going to be like?
Yeah, you never really, you always feel like you have so much time, especially when you come in, and now here I am, a lot of years later, and this is my second to the last game or third to the last game. But man, just grateful for the process and for the journey.
What's been the most rewarding part of the journey?
Just being around like such wonderful people, like such great players, great coaches, and being a part of this wonderful university, being able to receive an education and a degree in business, and I'm just essentially just grateful for all of it. Yeah.
When did you get the degree?
I'll be graduating this December.
What's that gonna do for you, and like, what does that mean for your family? Are you one of many in your family that's earned a college degree or first? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I'm the first in my family to be able to graduate from college. So they always tell me that, you're not just graduating yourself, you're graduating for all of us. A lot of pressure, but I'm just glad I'm, three more credits and I'm essentially done. So just grateful to represent my family in that manner.
Can you just remind BYU fans of maybe some of the trials that you did face as far as injuries go to get to this moment? Because it wasn't always a guarantee that football was going to be in your future.
Yeah, my freshman year, I tore my MCL, my meniscus, had to get surgery. Played my second year, third year, obviously had my blood clot in my brain. Wasn't able to play 2020 season. Came back in 21, then I tore both my labrums and got those surgically repaired. Came for last part of 2022 and just been trying to stay healthy ever since.
Knock on wood, and you got a chance to go up against Oklahoma. How's the team feeling right now? I mean, I know things are tough with a three-game losing streak, but what's giving you guys confidence you can go up against this high-powered attack and have some success?
I mean, just knowing our identity and how we've been playing since the beginning as a defense. We've shown that we can compete against high-level competition. It's just a matter of putting everything together. I feel like there's always a few things that are doing excellent and a couple things doing poorly yet. We just need to put everything together like we've done before. And the confidence of just showing that we can do it. And obviously this is a great offense, great offensive line, great running backs, and they're going to try to establish the run. So we need to be prepared up front and as a whole. I feel like everyone is just excited because, not only is it senior night, especially the seniors feel like they can represent their families, and, we got nothing to lose coming up to this point. So just really a motivated defense right now.
How excited are you for a senior night against a program like Oklahoma? In years past, your previous classes, your teammates have passed. They had maybe Utah Tech. It's just a little bit different level. I got to imagine thinking it's Oklahoma coming in on your final day at Lavelle River Stadium.
Just grateful. Grateful for the opportunity to compete with high-level opponents. Just to, receive momentum. If we have a good day in the office, we receive a lot of momentum going into the end part of the season against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and whatever comes. So, just feeling excited and grateful.
Last couple of things for you, Nysa. What's next after BYU for you? Like, what do you want to give it a go in the NFL, or what are you looking to do after this season is over when it ends up finishing out?
Obviously, there's always going to be people who are against you and feel like you're not able to make it to the next level, but you always have to put your cards all on yourself. And for myself, I feel like I've shown the ability to be able to play at the next level, but again, it just comes down to, executing and just finishing off the year strong, seeing what comes. And then, I got to give myself a chance. And then if it doesn't work, then obviously I'll just come back to school. That's pretty much
It's pretty neat. And when you talk about that, it's just, I think back to when we first spoke years ago. You're the powerlifting champ at West Jordan, now world's strongest man's posting about you on Instagram. Time goes by fast, doesn't it?
Time does go by fast. And I didn't even know that video surfaced until, like, this morning. But, I mean, I'm grateful to be able to highlight that part. I mean, I'll probably go into powerlifting. That's always been kind of a hobby of mine since high school. But we'll see how my knees feel because his knees are gone.
Well, Nysa, it's been a pleasure covering you here at BYU. Looking forward to this Saturday and the rest of this season, and best of luck going forward, man.
Thank you.